The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What you missed on The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
U.S. shares are set to open higher this evening and add on to yesterday's gains. The S&P, NASDAQ, and Dow futures all in positive territory at the moment. NASDAQ futures up the most, about 0.2% higher. Here at home, we've been tracking reaction today to Malaysian Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad's comments that foreigners will not be allowed to buy property at the Far City project in Johor. While some analysts are concerned about the impact on the rule of law, as well as investor sentiment, investors today do not appear to share those concerns. The FTSE Bursa Malaysia index up in KL was the best performer in Asia today, finishing up 0.8%. Here at home, the Straits Times index finished up more than 0.2%, or about 22 points higher at 32.47. Banks and Singtel led the way. Market turnover was light at $872 million. I spoke earlier with SGX market strategist Jeff Howie, and he notes that foreign funds appear to be flowing back into Southeast Asian market.
Yeah, well, fundamentals are obviously very different from China to Southeast Asia. I guess you could say it's a little bit more of the same in that in the year so far, when you look across the emerging markets in Asia, our closest neighbours have actually performed quite well. Malaysia market is not really up or down in the year to date. Thailand's down a little bit, and then Indonesia down around 10%. So comparatively speaking, the emerging markets in Southeast Asia have outperformed that of China, and that basically comes down to some of those key emerging market indicators that have come to the front with the recent problems with Turkey and Argentina, for instance. So current account balances, external debt as a percentage of GDP, and inflation. These indicators that have been released over the past week into today's session obviously have basically maintained the view that Thailand and Malaysia are comparatively stronger and at the other end of the scale than the likes of Turkey, Argentina, and Colombo and so forth.
Jeff, over the last couple of months, we've been seeing a lot of money flowing out of emerging markets, flowing out of Asia into the U.S. With share prices going up now, have you noticed whether any money is coming back in?
Yeah, well, we look at the key barometer, which is the U.S. dollar index. And if you look at the trade-weighted U.S. dollar index in recent sessions, it's actually given back quite a few of its year-to-date gains. So if you can imagine, it ended 2017 around 91.80, got all the way up to around past 96.80 in mid-August, but it's since returned somewhat to just below 95. So it's declined some 2% over the last 10 sessions or so. You would expect that with expectations of that U.S. dollar being a big driver of emerging market flows, that more money would have come back into emerging market with the decline in the U.S. dollar.
Let's begin this update in Europe, where metal and mining companies are leading the FTSE 100 higher in London. The FTSE 100 is the best performing in Europe market in Europe right now, trading up about 0.4% at 76.06. Here in Asia, Kuala Lumpur is leading the way. Investors don't seem too concerned by Prime Minister Mahathir Mohamad's comments that foreigners will not be allowed to buy property at the Faris City project. The FTSE Bursa Malaysia index finished today up 0.8%. Here at home, banks and Singtel led the Straits Times index higher. The STI finishes up more than 0.2%, or about 22 points up at 32.47. Market turnover, though, was light at $872 million. SGX market strategist Jeff Howie says investors are hopeful that the U.S.-Mexico trade deal could provide momentum for talks between the United States and China.
Today, our market is firmer. Like we have seen in recent sessions, it's the trade developments that continue to provide our regional focus. So with what has been occurring with the NAFTA arrangements, we obviously that there's a little bit more of a bid tone in the Asian market today, thinking that our regional trade developments can somewhat improve and there can be some good negotiations with China and the US in the future. Effectively, all those cyclical stocks in our market that have been not so strong in the year to date have actually bounced back in the green today.
What are some examples of those cyclical stocks that have not been doing well, which are rallying today?
We've seen Yangtze Jiang Shipbuilding pop up in the most active today, which is one of the big stocks of our FTSE ST China Index, in addition to being a key stock in the STI. And Yangtze Jiang Shipbuilding has, for most of the day, been in the top five traded by value.
And you say this is probably because of the news on the trade front. So investors are taking heart from the U.S.-Mexico deal, thinking that might provide momentum for a resolution to the U.S.-China issues?
Well, the trade developments have really dragged the China market down in the year to date. Currency issues as well, with the strength in the U.S. dollar and some of the rotation out of emerging markets, coupled with the scrutiny on tariffs on China exports into the U.S., has seen basically China weigh the region. Those indices, benchmark indices in the year to date, are down around 20% versus Japan, let's say, which is up around 2%, which is at the other end of the spectrum. And then some of those China plays, because we do have in Singapore more than 200 stocks that report anything from between 10% to all their revenue to mainland China. There's also been some weighing down of that segment in the year to date as well.
Jeff, some people might argue that the Singapore market is slightly more volatile right now because the trading volume is thin. So the last couple of days we've seen trading value not even top $1 billion. What do you think about that? And how does the current market turnover compare to what we're used to seeing in August?
There is a seasonal impact in that August is traditionally not a strong month for the STI. When you look back over recent years, you're going to go back quite a few years until you find a month of August which was actually in the red. But that aside, we have seen, I guess, some more volatility in the individual stocks. So much so that pretty much on average throughout this entire year, one half of the STI stocks have been trading daily ranges of around 1.5%. Yet that's 1.5% between the day's high and the day low on average. So there have been, I guess, more shorter term trading opportunities, and it has been a little bit more quiet in the market over the past week or so, and that's brought the volatility down. When the volatility is lower, there's a few less reasons to be trading.
All right, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Jeff Howie. He's the market strategist over at SGX. He says he sees an inflow of capital into the region, and that stocks across Southeast Asia seem to be doing comparatively well.